For the first time in the 45-year history of the Orillia Scottish Festival, the event will take place in Tudhope Park this Saturday. Festival co-chairs Carrie Dunn and Angela Paler say the move, brought on by construction near the usual site of the festival at Couchiching Beach Park, has created many challenges. The change from Couchiching Beach Park to Tudhope Park came partway through our year of planning, Paler explained. It kind of took us by surprise. One of the main attractions of the festival each year is the parade, which typically marches through downtown Orillia. This year, it will begin at the Barnfield Point Recreation Center and make its way through Tudhope Park. Logistically and economically, we just couldn't keep the parade downtown, Paler said, referencing the massive construction project underway at the waterfront. Almost everything is moved to Tudhope, and we hope that everyone embraces that for this year. The parade, which starts at 12:30 p.m., will be condensed this year into only bands and dignitaries. Other than that, most of the usual events will take place as usual in the main field located in between the baseball diamonds. We anticipate that everyone will be able to find whatever they want to find, Dunn said. We were able to maintain our food and market vendors, mass bands, and entertainment, Paler added. Despite logistical challenges, Dunn says there was never any doubt the festival would happen this year. Everyone was determined to make sure that we have it, she said. Whatever modifications we needed to do, we were willing to do that in order to keep the Scottish festival happening, Paler added. The festival officially kicks off at the Legion on Friday night with a ticketed event that includes a late lunch in Cayley. Performing at the event is guest piper Jonathan Fleming, son of Duncan Fleming who founded the festival in 1978, Royal Canadian Legion Branch 34 Pipes and Drums, and, highly entertaining, groups such as Strange Potatoes. The opening event is sponsored by the McLean and Dickey Jr. C. Orillia Terriers and Turf Tech. Opening ceremonies in Tudhope Park take place on Saturday at 1 p.m., followed by eight masked bands, country dancers, the Paddymen on the Jim Campbell Entertainment Stage, and a beer tent with a featured Quail's Brew. Vendors will also be set up in Tudhope Park on Saturday alongside the Children's Village. A free shuttle to Tudhope Park from the Orillia Recreation Center will be provided by TOC Transit starting at 10:30 a.m. and running to 6 p.m. on Sunday. The Kirkin o' the Tartan will take place at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church at 10 a.m. followed by an afternoon Cayley at 1 p.m. at the Legion with Guelph Celtic and Pipes and Drums of Canada. Those events are open to the public with the purchase of a festival button for $2. Aside from the beer tent, button donations are one of our main fundraisers, Dunn explained. You can't go anywhere and find this kind of entertainment for a minimum of $2. The Orillia Scottish Festival has also been made possible by the Dunkley Charitable Foundation, which has committed to sponsoring $5,000 toward the event for the next 5 years. A full schedule of events can be found on the trip via app or Scottish Festival website.